Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to improve your horse's lateral suppleness. Now, just as people are right-handed or left-handed, most horses are naturally more supple to one side than the other. Now, that means that your horse bends more easily around a circle on one rein than he does on the other rein, or he shows a more clear crossing of the legs in leg yield to the left than to the right. So what is lateral suppleness? How does this play a part? And how can you improve on your horse's lateral suppleness? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So first of all, what is lateral suppleness? Well, in a nutshell, lateral suppleness refers to the horse's side-to-side dexterity. Now, in other words, the ability of the horse to bend and keep his balance around circles, through corners, and when making turns. So it's all about the bend, but it's important that the bend should be uniform. And that means that the horse bends through his body and his neck equally. Now, some horses bend through the neck, but not through the body, which generally causes the horse to drift out through his shoulder. So how can you tell if your horse lacks lateral suppleness? Well, if you're not sure if your horse lacks lateral suppleness to the bend, here are a few telltale signs. So number one is that the horse is resistant and tense when schooling in lateral work or around small circles. Number two is that the horse finds an exercise easy on one rein but difficult on the other. Number three is that when you're riding lateral exercises or negotiating turns, the horse falls in or falls out through the shoulder. And lastly, number four is that the horse swings his quarters in around circles or through corners. Now, if any of those points apply to your horse, then it's most likely that he lacks lateral suppleness. So now let's talk about how dressage judges recognise lateral suppleness. Because in dressage tests, there are several ways in which lateral suppleness is identified by the dressage judge, and they include the following. So number one is that the horse falls in or out through the shoulder on circles, through corners and turns. Number two is that as the horse moves around a circle or through a corner, his hind feet cross over rather than staying on one track. Number three is that in lateral exercises, the horse doesn't bend uniformly through his body or at all. Number four is that often the positioning in the lateral exercises is not able to be maintained. And lastly, number five is that there is insufficient crossing of the legs in lateral exercises. Now, some horses can also become very resistant and tense when the rider tries to ride the lateral work or insist on bend around a small circle, which is also an indicator of lateral stiffness. So now we know what lateral suppleness is and we know how to identify it within our horses, how do we go about improving this lateral suppleness? Well, to improve your horse's lateral suppleness, you need to work him equally on both reins. Now, although it may be tempting to focus on your horse's stiffest side, it can present problems in that the horse's muscles and joints on that side will become sore if you persist without giving him a break. Now, in contrast, if you stick to working more on the easy side, then the stiffer side will never improve. So you need to work both sides equally. Now, lateral work is perhaps the best tool for developing and improving lateral suppleness in the horse, especially exercises such as leg yield, shoulder fore, shoulder in, traverse and renverse. Now, if you need any help on how to ride these movements, then we do have podcast episodes and articles for each of those movements individually, focusing on how to train your horse to do it, the aids involved, what mistakes can happen, and how you can improve on the movement. So if you need any more help, then go and search for those podcast episodes and those articles in our archives. So moving on, here are a few exercises to help improve lateral suppleness, but remember to ride the exercises equally on both reins. So exercise number one, and this is shoulder four or shoulder in on a 20 meter circle. Now riding shoulder four on a circle is a great suppling exercise. Because the horse has to turn while you're riding him in shoulder four, he has to really bend around your inside leg. And although the horse will find this exercise difficult initially, you'll find him much more supple when you go back to riding in a straight line. Now, as your horse becomes more supple, you can make the exercise more difficult by riding shoulder in rather than shoulder four. So here are the steps. So step number one is to first establish an active working trot around the arena. And then step number two is to put the horse in shoulder four down the long side of the arena. And then step number three is at B or E, ride a 20 meter circle, maintaining the shoulder four positioning, and then go large. Now, as your horse becomes more confident, you can ride several circles before going large, and you should feel that the horse feels more supple through the turns once you've completed this exercise. Now, exercise number two is leg yield. Now, leg yield is excellent for encouraging the horse to swing his hind legs across underneath his body. Now, that fluent crossing is great for suppling the horse laterally, simply because when negotiating circles and corners, the horse must step underneath with his inside hind leg. Otherwise, he won't take more weight on his hind quarters and stay in a uniform bend whilst remaining in balance. So here are the steps. So step number one is to establish a rhythmic, active working trot around the arena. And then step number two is to ride your horse in leg yield across the diagonal line. Now make the angle shallow at first and then gradually increase the angle for a few strides to encourage the horse to really step through and across. And then step number three is to decrease the angle, riding forward all the time, and then change the rein and repeat the exercise. Now moving on to exercise number three, we're now going to do leg yield in canter. Now this exercise is extremely effective for a horse that's stiff and tight through his ribcage, as it helps to soften the horse around your inside leg. So here are the steps. Step number one is to establish an energetic and balanced working canter. And then step number two is you're going to turn down the centre line and then leg yield back to the track, pushing the horse away from the leading leg. For example, if you're cantering on the left lead, then you're going to leg yield to the right. Now, exercise number four is riding traverse on a 20 meter circle. Now, riding traverse around a circle is a brilliant way of developing more lateral suppleness in the canter. Now, it's sometimes easier to ride traverse around a circle than it is on a straight line, and you'll have more control too. So here are the steps. So step number one is to first establish an energetic, balanced working canter around the arena. And then step number two is to ride traverse down the long side. And then step number three is as you get to E or B, ride a 20 meter circle, keeping the horse in traverse. Now, as the horse becomes more confident, you can ride several circles before going large. And again, remember to repeat this exercise on both reins. Okay, so exercise number five, which is the final exercise we're going to talk about, is 10 meter circles and counter canter. Now, counter canter is an excellent exercise for improving lateral suppleness. Now, this is a good suppling exercise that won't be too difficult for horses in the early stages of their training, but still brings plenty of benefits. So here are the steps. Step number one is to pick up a balanced, true working canter with the right leg leading. Step number two is you're going to ride a half 10 meter circle at A on the right rein. Now, if your horse struggles with 10 meter circles, then you can make the circle a little larger to prevent the horse from becoming tense. but for the purpose of this exercise and demonstration, we're going to use a 10-meter circle, but you can make it a bit bigger if you need to. Then step number three, once you've completed the half 10-meter circle, ride a half 20-meter circle to the left in counter canter, touching the track on the long side. Now, the inside rein can ask for a little flexion to the leading leg, but no more than what would be asked for in true canter. Then step number four is, as you complete the half 20-meter circle, ride one final half 10-meter circle to the right to finish the exercise at C before going large. And then step number five is to repeat the exercise on the left rein. So those are five exercises to help you out. Now, after you've spent some time riding through these exercises, try riding a few serpentines and small circles. You should immediately notice how much more supple your horse feels. So to wrap this episode up, lateral suppleness refers to the horse's side-to-side dexterity, and it's the ability of the horse to bend and keep his balance around circles, through corners, and when making turns. Now, it's important that the horse bends equally on both reins, and also that the bend is uniform, so the horse bends equally through his whole body and neck. Now, devoting time to working on lateral suppleness is well worth the effort, because the more supple your horse is, the easier and more comfortable he will be to ride, and your dressage test mark should improve too. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can also join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.